Welcome to the Agent of Wealth podcast with Mark Boutis from Boutis Financial. In this podcast, Mark helps guide you towards financial freedom, ensure you never run out of money, and create a balance in life that prioritizes what is most important to you. Join us for this journey as Mark draws from years of expertise and guest experts to solve the multiple wealth-building challenges involved in your financial life.
Welcome back to The Agent of Wealth. This is your host, Mark Boutis. Today, I'm joined by special guest, Daryl Martin, founder and CEO of Apex Trader Funding and Apex Investing. Daryl's a self-taught futures day trader. Daryl began in the industry 15 years ago when he found out he was going to become a first-time father. Eager to learn and develop in the industry, he attended a motivational seminar where a speaker discussed using options to profit from market moves. This piqued his interest despite his lack of investing experience. He took every course, attended every seminar he could find, and eventually he connected with accomplished Forex traders and market makers who showed him how markets truly operate. Daryl became a consistently profitable trader, but gaining the funding to scale his trading was challenging. This led Daryl to establish Apex Trader Funding to give aspiring traders the opportunity he wished for early in his career. In addition, he founded Apex Investing, a trading community with more than 30,000 traders in more than 150 countries. He coined the phrase diagnostic investing and has been designed multiple algorithmic-based trades. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, so this is the first time we're covering day trading on here. Maybe can you start off and just give us some background on what day trading is?
Yeah, day trading is just trading. If I showed you a five-minute chart or I showed you a one-year chart, they would look the exact same, okay? So you wouldn't know the difference. You're just making decisions faster. If you trade in the futures market, which is what I focus on now, you can trade 23 hours a day. And that means from 6 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. the next day. So you can trade any time you want to. And most day traders trade for maybe a couple hours. A lot of people think day trading is sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours. So you can do it when you get home from work. You can do it at night after the kids have gone to bed. You can do it early in the morning, you know, whatever your schedule allows. It does take definitely some discipline. Especially in futures markets, you're not looking at individual companies and trying to pick from 20,000 stocks. You know, there's maybe a couple dozen futures. I only trade a couple of them. I trade NASDAQ and the S&P is the main two things I trade. And I just focus on that every day when I trade. And I go in and I make my decisions based on price action, which is basically like what the market movers are doing. And I follow the big fish so I can get crumbs. I'm following the sharks so I can get crumbs off of the sharks. And those crumbs can, you know, they can add up to a lot. So I've had my great years. I've had my bad years, you know, all that. And day trading at the same time can be very risky. Probably heard that if you heard anything about day trading. You know, it's hard to do. It's risky, all that. And that's the big benefit of where Apex Trader Funding comes in is because you pay for an evaluation and show like, say, on a $50,000 account that you can make $3,000 without losing $2,500. If you lose $2,500, you just start over and take it again. You just pay to take it again like $80. Once you've accomplished that goal, then we put you into a funded account where it's a performance account. And we pay you out the first $25,000 you make, plus we pay you out 90% of the profits that you make after that. And if you blow the account, you just start back over at evaluation and go through the process again. So it really takes away that fear of losing your retirement, losing your kids' college savings account, risking the mortgage payment, you know, all that stuff. And day trading is made for, it's not an investing thing where you're trying to grow a big portfolio. It's made for income. So if you're looking to do something for income, day trading is something you can do as your own boss. We have a huge community of traders where you can hop in and learn with them. We have like 15,000 people in our Discord channel. We have, you know, hundreds of people inside of our trade room. Every day we have step-by-step training at Apex Investing, the company I made about 15 years ago teaching how to trade. You sort of mentioned I made that one for my daughter when she was being born. And then one of my friends got a hold of the videos and then said, hey, let's make this into a website. And so it sort of just grew from there. And now we paid out over, I want to say last month, we paid out $12 million. And we paid out over $60 million total in the last 2 years. So it's definitely ramping up, half of that in the last 90 days. So we have a lot of traders that are doing well. We have traders that have obviously a lot of challenges. And they use it for education to learn how to trade without blowing their own accounts and having to refund them all the time. It's a career, can be a side hustle, or it can be just what you do for a living. Obviously, if you're going to do that for a living, you need to be consistent at it first and pulling money out of the market and actually making withdrawals. But yeah, what I did is I studied for a year, and then the first 60 days I made enough that I actually quit my day job and started trading for a living. And that was, I don't know, like 17 years ago or something like that.
Do you see that similar people going through that now?
Dude, I've seen a homeless guy that came in and made over $100,000. I've seen people come in and blow accounts like crazy for 6 months, and he made then the guy made over $1 million in the next 6 months after he really learned how to do it. So I'd say average person probably takes about a year at least to get everything down. If you're brand new, you know, give yourself time to learn everything. It's a new profession. It has new terms that you've never heard of. What's a tick? What's bid-ask spread? What's this? What's that? Don't be intimidated by learning something new. You can learn it. We have a community that's very friendly to help you learn. We have videos that help you walk through every step, every single aspect of trading. But yeah, I mean, I've seen people come in and like their first thing that they pass, they get a payout, they're good. I've seen people fail hundreds of times and then finally make it big. And I've seen people that, you know, haven't done it at all. So they've tried and tried and tried. And, you know, and a lot of that is usually due to impatience and lack of discipline. And they're just hitting keys and they're not trying to have a system of how they trade.
And you mentioned just like discipline, but what are some of the characteristics of people that you see successful?
One, they're very patient. So they wait for the right trade setup. They don't overtrade. They're not in there to make hundreds of trades. They're there to make a few good trades a day and be done. They're committed to becoming a professional at it. Like they're passionate about it. It's not just some little side thing that's going to, I'm going to go in and make money in 5 seconds. Like they know it's going to take time to learn. So they're dedicated to learning. They're dedicated to education. They have patience, they have discipline, they have a system where they know where they're going to get out or where they're going to get in, where they're going to get out if it goes against them, where they're going to get out if it goes for them. They don't have this incessant need to be right. They're more about trading well than they are about making money. And if they trade well, then hopefully the money comes. Just like, you know, if you're playing football, I mean, you can't play to win the game. You got to play that play it the best you can, and hopefully all the plays add up to a winning game, right? You know, trading is the same way. You got to, you know, you play your plays and hopefully all the trades add up to a profitable day. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. The goal is over a period of time, you have more winning days than losing days.
Now, we're saying day trading. Does that mean that whoever's trading is getting in and out of every position every day, or are they holding some of these positions overnight?
Yeah, day trading is 100% getting in and out the same day. Usually 10 minutes is a long time for me to be in a trade. So I'll get in, and I'll be in the trade for 10 minutes. I'm out of the trade. 3 net profitable trades a day, and then just call it a day and be done. So I may be done in 15 minutes, or it may take a couple hours, depending upon what setups present themselves. But you're definitely going to enter and exit the same day, which is actually very comforting to me, because I'm not worried about what's happening overnight. I'm flat at the end of the day. I either made or lost money. That's it. Nothing can happen overnight that can hurt my trading. And then it's a new day the next day.
I mentioned in the when I introduced you about the diagnostic investing. What actually is that?
It's looking at the market like a market maker. You're looking at statistical expected moves, which we just draw on the chart. You don't have to do any math. Like how far the market's going to move. You're looking at any news that's going to come out that, you know, like if you're trading oil, you want to know there's an oil inventory report every Wednesday. You want to know that report and when it's coming out, because if you're in during that report, you can get slammed, you know, or when, you know, non-farm payrolls or the Fed funds rate comes out, you know, that can make the market go crazy. You want to be out during those times. So that's sort of the fundamentals that you look at. And we show you a website where all those are listed. So you don't have to guess and try to find them. It's real simple. We even have a list of them on our website. And you're also looking at the price action and you're looking at volume. So to see how much is actually pushing the market versus, or if it's just a light move. So it's sort of stepping back and analyzing the market in 4 separate areas, but they're all drawn on the chart so you know what to be aware of versus just trading off your gut.
I know you mentioned that you focus on 3 futures markets. What's like the normal new person do? Do they pick one?
Yeah, one, maybe 2. Some people try to like pick 12 and it's overwhelming and they can't get anywhere. So, cause you have to learn a market, learn how it moves. Some move really fast, some move slow, some move medium. What's your personality? I like fast. Some people like slow, you know, like the S&P moves very slow. The NASDAQ moves very fast. So that's where most of my trades when I place trades are placed, is in the NASDAQ. So yeah, just, you know, 1 to 3 markets is pretty much all you can handle.
I know you mentioned that the way you do it is you kind of look for the crumbs following some of the big players. So what are you guys following in their trades?
Yeah. So I'm actually, what we've done is we've taken all the algorithms that track all the orders that come in, and then we just draw certain things like a box with a blue thing inside of it. That just means trapped Xbox, means trapped orders. Like, so people put it, like people buying at the high or something like that. And exhaustion happening where the market's running out of steam on a move and it's ready to reverse. And then we'll just, you know, sell below that and then buy back lower. Or we'll buy above that and then, you know, sell back higher. We just go for like, say, 10 ticks, 20 ticks, which just means like 10 cents, you know, or a dollar move if every move is 10 cents. So as we go for very small moves, take the profit, be done, next trade.
And I guess, like you said, over time, you're just trying to kind of compound that.
Exactly. So let it compound with size, not with number of trades. You don't go do 30 trades to make more money. You, over time, you build a bigger account to make more.
And is it always going long on the trades, or sometimes do you go short as well?
We go both directions. We don't care what direction the market's going. I mean, I may go long on one trade, short on the next trade, long on the next trade, you know. And what that means, for anybody who's new to that, is in the futures markets, really in all the markets, but you can buy and then sell higher, which is what everybody's used to, buy low, sell high, right? You hear that? But you can also sell high, buy low. So if the market's going down, you can sell and buy back at a lower price. And so if you sold it higher and bought it lower, then that's the same as buying lower and selling higher. And you make the difference in that, you know, profit there. And which is great because you can have an up day, a down day, or a sideways day where it's just going up, down, and you're just going in and grabbing the up, and then you go and grab the down, and you go and grab the up, then you go and you grab the down, you know, because the markets don't move just in a straight line, and they're not always just up. So you don't want to be dependent upon the market improving for you to be able to make money. You can make money in both directions.
Are there some kind of settings that you have in place to kind of prevent from like a catastrophic loss?
Yeah, you want to know, one of the things you want to do is, it's just like, I heard it just explained once, like whitewater rafting. You can't be like going down the river and go, I want to get out there, because your boat's going to keep going, right? So you have to have your exit plan of where you're going to get out, where they're going to meet you, where they're going to pick up your boats, all that stuff. Anytime you get in a trade, just like getting into a whitewater raft, you want to have your, where am I going to get out? And in this case, it's also where you're going to get out if it goes against you. So that way you don't take a catastrophic loss. Where are you going to get out if it goes in your favor? And then you have to be disciplined enough to follow that. Because some people, it goes against them and they don't want to be wrong and they hold on to it and it gets worse and worse and worse, right? Or it goes in their favor and they should have taken profit, but they don't. And then it goes back and then they're waiting on it to go back and it gets worse and worse and worse. So you have to be willing to miss out on some profits and you have to be willing to be wrong and, you know, take losses. So, and if you don't have that set before you enter, you're going to make really bad decisions emotionally because you're going to just want to be right. So it's like, hey, if it goes here, the trade just didn't work. I get out. You know, and then trade the next trade. And you have to have that set up front. Otherwise, you will get destroyed.
And I guess that's probably just, like you mentioned, emotions. That's probably just as important as reading the markets or anything else, is how to control and how do people learn how to take their emotions out of it.
I actually have a whole course. It's like $400. And it's on how to deal with all the psychological mind games. I've worked with floor traders. I've worked with market makers. I've worked with market movers. I've worked with trading psychologists that work with traders. Like, that's their exclusive job. And I basically teach them how to identify what's normal, what you're going to face, and then how to overcome it.
Yeah, I guess that I could see that definitely being challenging. Do you see most people that start up on the platform as kind of this as like a side thing they're doing to try and grow it into a primary profession? Or
I would say that's a majority, yeah.
Yeah. And for the people, and can we kind of go back to like the funding piece of it? Because I'm sure a lot of people say, yeah, this sounds great, but I have no funding to be able to do these trades. How does that work, actually?
You know, one, learn something. Check out apexinvesting.com. You can learn how to, you know, trade the way that we trade. There's 100 ways to trade out there. I don't care which way you choose, but that's one method. That's what I've developed over 15 years. But then, you know, when you're ready to actually start trading, then you hop in and you just take the evaluation. And go slow, go small. You know, don't try to go big and make all the $3,000 in one day. A lot of people do that and they just blow the accounts.
So the evaluation is essentially, are they really trading during the evaluation period?
No, they are not. It is a simulation account. When they go into a PA account, it can be simulation or live or copied. It's depending upon how their, you know, their equity curve looks. We decide where to put their trades.
And I guess at some point they have to pass the evaluation basically is what gets them to the next step.
Right. Exactly. And we have a lot of people pass. There's a good chunk that pass it.
Day trading is not new. So what are the trends and what have you seen change over the past 15, 20 years with it?
Obviously we got computers now. Yeah. It's come off the floor. There's very few floor traders left. Everything is a lot more about order flow, which is like with the market, the orders that are happening, like I was talking about, that we teach at Apex Investing. And it's a lot less about all the fundamentals, because the fundamentals come out left and right. And I think it's become a lot more accessible to the common person. The commissions are a lot lower or non-existent, depending upon what you're trading. And I mean, you got Robinhood now, you know, you have all these different companies making platforms, making tools you can use to read the markets. You just have to put together ones you want. Apex Investing has their own tools. They put them together for you and you can actually try it out for free. It doesn't cost anything. So I think just market accessibility has went way up. Things like prop firms like mine have come out, you know, that allows you to not have to risk, you know, all your own capital to go trade. I think it's become a lot more common, especially after COVID. When COVID happened, it became a lot more common. A lot of people hopped into it.
Now, I know you mentioned Apex Investing. It's a platform people can go to learn. There's also a lot of people in the community. Does it ever get to the point where everyone's trying a similar or the same strategy where it kind of doesn't work as much anymore?
That could happen. The thing is, there are hundreds of trades a day and dozens of markets to trade. And so not everybody's doing the same thing. If everybody did the exact same trades and all that, but I mean, like I said, we're trading three or four trades out of hundreds that are available. There's just no way for everybody to do the same thing.
And who are, I guess, some of the other players in there? Obviously, there's other prop firms like yourself, but are some of the institutions, do they have their own kind of day trading desks as well?
Yeah, most institutions do have a day trading desk. Yeah. We're not really in the institutional section. We're more of the retail trader. Yeah, there's smaller prop firms that are like us. We're the biggest one. We've grown to the biggest one in the last 2 years. That we've been open for literally about 2 years from a month ago. And we just got an award at the FinTech in New York City, the Financial Tech Conference, for being the number one trading prop firm. Our next largest competitor, we paid out more in the last 2 months than they paid out in the last 4 years. So, you know, there's definitely competition out there, but they're really nowhere close to us.
So what's next for Apex, either on the funding or investment or maybe something new you have coming up?
We're just constantly growing. We're adding new plans. We're adding more education. Like I said, we just launched a Discord channel. It has 15,000 people in it. We're going to start doing webinars in there, you know, and just incorporating more of the education and just trying to help traders be, you know, better. And then hopefully, you know, 10x it next year like we did this year.
Great. Well, that's just about all the questions I have for you today, Daryl. I want to thank you for being on the show. You gave some great info on the world of day trading. How best can someone reach out to you, find out more about Apex Trader Funding, Apex Investing?
Go to apextraderfunding.com. And if you just remember that one domain name, apextraderfunding.com, then on the tools page, it has Apex Investing and other companies that you can learn from if you want to, you know, learn from somebody else. Oh, and then one more reminder, if you put in the code SAVE50 on the funding evaluations, you can save 50% on the cost.
Great. We'll link to that, all that in the show notes. Thanks again, Daryl, and thank you to everyone who tuned in today. Don't forget to follow the Agent of Wealth on the platform you listen from and leave us a review of the show. We're currently accepting new clients, and if you'd like to schedule a one-on-one consultation with our advisors, please do so at bowdusfinancial.com/call.
Thank you for listening to the Agent of Wealth podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered represents the views and opinions of the guests and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Bowdus Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for professional financial planning and investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investments and financial planning.